Today on the Pageant Cast, Shannon Devine, Mrs. United States, 2006.
Happy Halloween!
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Pageant Cast, episode 96.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Stephanie Hunt, Mrs. United States 2007, and you are listening to the internet's first podcast dedicated to pageants, the Pageant Cast. And here's your host, Tim Critchman.
Thank you. Thank you for that great introduction. Hey, we got a great episode of the Pageant Cast today. We're going to have the Pageant Cast Tattler with your latest pageantry news and our very special interview with Shannon Devine, Mrs. United States 2006, all coming on today's Pageant Cast. Hey, now, it's not too late yet. It's not too late to call in for episode 100. It's easy to do. Just give us a call at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576. You can call us and wish us the best for our 100th episode. I wanted to say anniversary. No, not quite. Our 100th episode. Or if you just want to tell us about an upcoming event that you're going to, an upcoming pageant that you're going to, as a title holder, an upcoming appearance, same number. Give us a call and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast. 206-339-8576. We got a lot going on today's show. And of course, with us again today, we have Grunty Grunthausen, Wisconsin's only licensed troll.
Hello, Tim. I am doing very little today. On today's show, I am just announcing the song. This is all you allow me to do. I am very upset.
No one else is. Okay. Also want to remind you about the Pageant Cast website. We got a lot going on there. But we do want to also remind you about our forum. Here we had a poll and lots of people participated in the poll, said we should set up a forum. And I think we've only got 6 or 7 members on there. And the only person posting is me. That's just sad. So go ahead, try it out, see if you like it. If you don't like it, we'll ditch it. I've always been a little bit ambivalent if we should start a forum, so I won't miss it if I have it out there for a couple of months and nobody uses it. Gone! We'll get rid of it. Hey, that's all I really have here at the opening of the show. We're going to be telling you a lot in news, and we got results and all sorts of fun stuff. So why don't we save our time for that? And of course, our great interview with Mrs. United States 2006, Shannon Devine. She was absolutely fantastic and wonderful to talk to. So I can't wait to get into that. In fact, I'm not going to.
That would be a very good idea.
All right, enough from you, Grunty. Let's just get things going. And before we get too far, Happy Halloween, everybody. We will have some Halloween hints for you. I have some adult Halloween tips on today's show. That's courtesy of Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lane, one of our other podcasts here on the TKPN Podcasting Network. So we'll be playing that in today's show. Just some things to know about as an adult participating in Halloween. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Okay, let's get things going. Let's pageant cast, shall we?
Happy Halloween from Grunty Grunthausen and TKPN.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Pageant Cast, and today on the phone with us we have Shannon Devine, Mrs. United States 2006. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. Now, where are you calling us from today?
I'm in North Carolina, right in the beautiful, near the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains, where Appalachian State University, where I graduated college many years ago, we won't say how many years ago, just had that big win over Michigan last weekend. So this area is really pretty famous right now when it comes to college football.
Now, one thing I have to ask you, Shannon, you just gave up your crown very recently ago, correct?
Yes, in July, as a matter of fact.
What's it been like getting used to not having a crown?
You know, that's a funny question, because I thought I was going to have so much time on my hands without the busy appearance schedule. And I found that very quickly my schedule became very busy, as I had been working on legislation in North Carolina to change our first person registry of intent to one of consent when it comes to organ donation awareness and being able to make your final wishes known once you're of legal age. Once I gave up my title, that bill came through, and I'd been waiting on, you know, the votes and, you know, how things go in legislation. Everything was kind of backed up, and then this came to fruition, and then it's just been a whirlwind. My husband and I, since, you know, relinquishing the title, have submitted a second dossier to Vietnam, and next week he is going to be donating a kidney to a gentleman in our church. And so I tell people that I almost get tongue-tied, if you can believe that. I'm never lost for words, but it's just it's amazing how things can still happen after a big title, as long as you always, you know, set your goals high and remain focused on what you want to accomplish during that year. And things are still happening, and more, you know, people tell me every day, I became an organ donor because I heard you speak at whatever place. And so I think it's 1 year in your life, but the rewards you'll see many, 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 many years to come.
Well, your family really walks the walk then. You talk about organ donation, and here you are in that situation.
I tell you what, it's one day I said, okay, Lord, that's about enough. But my stepmother this morning, sadly enough, my dad had to take her to the hospital. She is going to need a liver transplant, and we really thought she would need that transplant before now. So it's been a blessing that she's held off this long, but she's getting to the point where she has severe edema. And so she was at the hospital today. My sister is going to undergo a cornea transplant. She was born with double vision and will need a cornea transplant because she is going blind. And then here my husband pops up. I actually was giving a presentation on live versus deceased donation and what the differences are. And, you know, a lot of times you talk about organ donation and it just scares people.
Mm-hmm.
They think, oh, I don't want to give you, you know, my organs. And so a lot of my promotion is around, as I said, deceased donation. But there's a wonderful man in our church who has the most positive attitude you could ever imagine. And I wanted to do a live donor session for him just to get the word out. And I had, you know, conducted some research. As I say, I don't go around promoting live donation, or that's a lot to ask of somebody to do, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, long story short, my husband's job was to come along with me and carry the heavy boxes, as I had a lot of reading materials, etc.
Okay.
I did not think he would pick up a packet and actually fill it out and send it in, but he did.
Okay.
And so, long story short, he went through all of the testing, and, you know, there's a lot that's involved, and he is the perfect match, and they will have surgery next Wednesday, the 12th of September.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Big wow. So I'm going to be the nurse.
That's quite a journey for him as well.
It is. And I told him, I said, Jason, you don't have to do this because this is what I am really passionate about. And, you know, it almost sounded as if I was coaching him. He said, if you can give quality of life to somebody, you know, and I thought, you're not in a pageant. You don't have to say all that. But he's truly just a great person, very giving, and he thinks it's just going to be very simple, but he's excited about it. I mean, I don't know how many people are excited about surgery, but I think he's just excited about giving somebody a second chance at life.
That's a wonderful story, and it's certainly a great gift. We have to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Shannon Devine, Mrs. United States 2006, in just a moment.
Digi Vegas Podcast and my boy Polly in the house!
We love Polly Podcast.
Digi Vegas, y'all.
That's it? Come on.
That's all I got for you, dude. Digi Vegas.
Each week I bring you the best, at least in my mind, independent pod-safe music from Las Vegas and from around the world.
It's cool to do this the way we're doing it because we don't have to have any clothing on while we do it.
It's fabulous.
Can I use profane language on this since it's on the internet?
Okay,
well, darn. All right.
Hey, we're finally playing with the full deck. Barely.
Idiot. I should have known better.
I hate being spoon-fed the music. I always have.
Am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
I don't mind cursing.
It's a podcast. We can do anything we want.
Excellent.
Would you believe that my mother is calling right at this moment?
We're very disappointed in you.
We drop a little wiki on it. Awesome.
It's the DigiVegas Indie Podcast, www.digivegas.com.
It's fierce.
And don't forget to tell them, Polly sent you.
What are you talking about?
TKPNPodcast.com.
It's time now for Police on the Scene with the Crime Prevention Lean, with your host, police officer and national crime prevention professional, J.D. Dine.
Happy Halloween from Grunty Grunthausen and TK. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Police on the Scene. This is Officer J.D. Dine. We've talked about Halloween safety, especially when it's related to children. But how about adults? I was just looking on the internet the other day, and I saw that Halloween is becoming one of the most popular events for adults. It's obviously, if you've been out and about, or you just go to certain websites, you can see that costumes for adults are becoming a huge business, and events, you know, at bars and social events and everywhere for adults has become real popular. And I was telling a coworker the other day, a lot of times people don't really think about adult Halloween safety, but it's a thing that you should actually think about. And with adults, sometimes it's a little harder to drive the safety tip home compared to kids because they're not really receptive to it because they're adults and they know, you know, how to handle themselves. Well, I tell you what, Halloween is a little different situation, especially if you're out and about, because if you're participating in Halloween events, a lot of times you're wearing a costume. Sometimes there's alcoholic beverages involved, and there's just some things that you need to, you know, be aware of as an adult, especially females. I mean, one thing you definitely want to do as a lady, as an adult, going out to, you know, maybe in a restaurant / bar or some adult event for Halloween, is make sure that you do have the buddy system. Make sure that you have your identification somewhere safe, because obviously you're not wearing the same type of outfit that you would be wearing on a normal time that you'd be going to a bar or a restaurant. You know, you're wearing a costume, and it could be a variety of things. So have a plan for that. One thing I always tell people is a fanny pack is great. Guys, too, have your fanny pack underneath your costume so that your wallet or your ID is somewhere where you know it's at and somewhere where you can get to it, and it won't fall out, and it's in a safe area. So that's probably the biggest thing with adults, that you need to have your identification, and your money in a safe area, because there's so many times that during the Halloween season as law enforcement, we'll hear about people losing or having their stuff taken because they're wearing a costume, and they don't do that every day. I mean, obviously, it's about once a year, and they're not used to, they don't have a rhythm of where their stuff should be. And they don't keep it where they normally keep it, and if they do, it's not the same. So make sure that you have a plan beforehand. I mean, when you're trying on that costume, make sure that you have a spot for identification and currency. It's very important. And then again, obviously, we talked about this with other topics, is if you're driving a car, make sure your costume, you know, you don't have your costume on completely. That might, you know, your vision might be obstructed. I mean, it might be easier, but use your head as adults. You wouldn't believe how many times that we've stopped people that have had full costumes on, and even people that have been driving under the influence of alcohol with a full costume on. I mean, it looks pretty funny when you have, you know, you pull over, you know, somebody dressed in a full devil's or dinosaur outfit, but a lot of times it's dangerous to other people out on the road. So use your head on that. But again, have a good time. Halloween can be a fun time of the year for adults as well as kids, so stay safe out there. And if you have any further questions or comments, don't hesitate to give us a call at area code 206-339-8576, or you can always email us at policeonthescene@yahoo.com. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I am 10-8.
Please visit TKPN at our website, www.tkpnpodcast.com.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just give us a call at 1-206-339-8576.
That's 206-339-TKPN.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Well, Tim, today we have a song. I think this is very Halloweenish, or Halloweeny, however you want to say that. I don't think you say Halloweeny, because in some states, that's probably a bad word. Probably. We have Amanda Jane on today's show with Nine Whole Lives. This comes from the PodSafe Music Network at http://music.podshow.com. So again, Nine Whole Lives by Amanda Jane. Hope you enjoy it.
To the land of perpetual twilight, where backs of wild drunks stand howling at street lamps and farmhouse mirrors pose as shop windows, and statues come to life and gargoyles dance. I think I'm gonna go down to where the street sweeps are saints, where dog eats dog and the rats are winning the race. I think I'm gonna go down and watch the people chase their lives, and life chases tail with death close behind. I can't sit still. I'm pacing the windowsill of curiosity. Even further, with people texting and hoarding. There's laughter spilling out of an inconspicuous gutter. Makes you stop to think, it makes you kind of wonder just what goes on when you're looking the other way. What's outside of the words that we make? Just what goes on behind closed doors? What invisible wonders are under your cell of curiosity? 9 whole lives ahead of me, 9 whole lives to do as I please. I can't sit still. It's the fun, it's the thrill of possibility. To do as I please. 9 whole lives ahead of me. 9 whole lives to do as I please. 9 whole lives ahead of me. 9 whole lives to do as I please. 9 whole lives ahead of me. 9 whole lives to do as I please.
We're back at the Pageant Cast. We have Shannon Devine, Mrs. United States 2006, on the phone with us. In the previous segment, we discussed a platform that Shannon had as Mrs. United States 2006 and where it's all taken her. But now I want to focus a little bit on the title itself, Mrs. United States. Now, have you been involved in previous pageants? Did you have pageacedents, as I like to call them?
I became involved at the age of, I guess, 16.
Okay.
I had a friend who said, I think you should do a pageant. And I wore my sister's dress that was about 2 sizes too big, and I looked sort of clumsy. But I won Teen Miss North Carolina. And I think the judges were either A, blind, or... No, really. They said you were absolutely a teenager at the time, and that's just what they were looking for. And then I found the opportunity to pay for school and got involved in the Miss America program, and that is the way that I funded my education 100%, through the Miss America program. I never won Miss North Carolina, nor did I win Miss America. I was a finalist at Miss North Carolina. And after all of that was over and I was married, I don't even know how it all came about. I just remember my husband saying, you're going to do a what? And, you know, if anything, whenever you're married, you have that team. And as we were speaking earlier about the organ donation, I mean, talk about a team now. It's a true team. And he was able to help me a lot this past year. I mean, he rode his bike across America for RAM, Teen Donate Life. And as far as that's where it all started, and it, I guess, you know, I can say everything came out on top in the end, because I was really able to achieve my goals. And I know that I tell people this all the time, the skills that you learn through just interviewing and the life skills, communication skills. My first job interview was a breeze, absolutely breeze, and I attribute all of that to just the exposure and the opportunity to stand before a firing squad, as I call them.
Well,
those Miss America interview panels.
Yes, they absolutely are. What's the toughest question you've heard in the interview room?
You know, I got a question one time about converting American dollars to foreign exchange. And I thought to myself, are you kidding me? And I have a sense of humor, and I just always turn the situation around to, you know, however I want it to sound. And I said, you must have the next applicant's application because I'm not a math major or something like that. She just kind of looked at me as if I was crazy. But, you know, if it's anything that has to do with myself or the way that I feel about certain views or even political situations, I don't know. Interviews to me has always been a fun part of the competition because there's so much more to any, if you want to say, title holder or beauty queen than the outer appearance. I mean, when you have depth and you have substance, that's what's important.
Now, while you're in the interview room, do you feel you can read the judges and see who's with you and who doesn't really like you? Do you get a vibe off of the judges?
That's a really good question. I guess I'll take it to, you know, back to Mrs. United States in that interview. I just really felt when I walked in the room that it was a late evening interview. And I knew when I walked in the room, and I have, as I said, I like to have a good time and a good sense of humor and keep things light as much as possible. And one of the contestant coordinators introduced me, and she said, "Judges, this is Shannon Devine," like she was announcing the king or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that came to my mind was, I can't ignore that. I mean, it's funny. They were kind of chuckling, and I said, "Oh, don't let the name fool you. I'm not always Devine." And so right from the get-go in the interview, there was, you know, the ice was broken, and I just felt as if they were listening to every word I was saying. Now, they may not have been. One of them may have been pretending to listen, but I felt as if it was just my time. It wasn't that I was better than any other woman there. It was just, it was my time.
One question I have to ask you, do you intend to keep competing in pageants?
Oh my goodness, you know, I don't know. I'll sometimes I say, oh, I'm completely finished. I know at the end of my reign at Mrs. United States, which was only in July,
mm-hmm.
I did. I said, okay, this is it. Pageant shoes are gone, and, you know, I'll never compete again. But I think it's because you've been through this whirlwind of a year.
Right.
Just so much. But, I really don't know. I mean, some days I say no. Some days I say I don't know. The thing that will determine whether I compete again or not is Jason and I, as I said, we are adopting children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't, if they ever look and say, "Mommy, we'd really like to see you on stage," then I might say, okay. But I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens.
Well, that's great. Hey, we're completely out of time. Is there anything I missed asking you that you would like to share with my listeners?
Just to continue listening to all of the fabulous guests that you have on. And, you know, when you see a young woman or even a mature woman, as I would like to say, who has competed and won a crown, a title, you know, don't just look at what's on the outside because they're all beautiful, but really try to see what she's all about. You might learn something.
That's
fantastic. Be inspired.
That is great. Well, we're going to finish things off with that. Thank you so much for taking the time today. That's Mrs. United States 2006, Shannon Devine.
Let's go to the news desk of the Pageant Cast Tadler. You can find all of these news stories on our news desk at pageantcast.com.
We have the official press release. Winwear Designer named official 2008 swimwear sponsor for Miss America Live. The collection is to debut during the live broadcast on TLC Saturday, January 26th at Planet Hollywood. You can find all the details out on the Pageant Cast news desk.
The 2007 Beauties of America National Queens continue to receive wonderful gifts and prizes from national sponsors. La Casa Hermosa is presenting each of the 2007 National Queens with a designer cocktail dress valued at $300, along with a gift certificate and beautiful earrings. Beauties of America Pageant is pleased to announce that La Casa Hermosa will be the pageant's official attire sponsor for 2008. In addition to providing each of the 2008 National Queens with a designer cocktail dress, $500 gift certificate for a VIP gown and jewelry gift, La Casa Hermosa will provide every Beauties of America delegate with a $50 gift certificate. Watch for more exciting sponsorship announcements coming soon. That is from the Beauties of America blog. If you check out the PageantCast News Desk or our Flickr account, you'll see that Paula Abdul is getting her makeup done by a former guest here on the program, Meredith Boyd, Mrs. Georgia United States 2003, and the founder of Mare Cosmetics. She was in New York and had the opportunity to do her makeup as part of a Master Professionals makeup course. I'd like to remind you that the interview that I had with Mark Bars, which he calls Worldwide Conversations, is still out on the Mark Bars show. You can find the link very easily just by going to his website or by going to news.pageantcast.com and check out our October 15th post that says, here's my link to the interview with Mark Bars. It's about a half hour long. It is not a short interview. So those of you that have been wondering about me, all two of you, go ahead and listen to that program. And again, thanks to Mark Bars for doing this interview. And now the Pageant Cast announces a few results that we found from our news desk. Miss Lebanon Nancy Afudie, 23, wins the Miss Intercontinental 2007 Beauty Pageant held on Mahé Island, October 13th, 2007. Hey, we'd like to thank a friend of the show and the new Ms. United America, Charissa Pear, who passed along some photos from the Ms. United America pageant. There's a number of different levels, and here's your results. Miss Teen United America is Nikki Walker. Miss United America is Maddie Gatling. Mrs. United America is Deanna Babo. Ms. United America is Charissa Pear. And Ms. Classic United America is Kathy Lauer. Congratulations to all these wonderful ladies.
Hey, it is me, Grunty Grundhausen. How are you? I am Wisconsin's only licensed troll. And I just wanted to thank all of you for tuning in to TKPN and wishing you a happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, Bill.
PageantCast. Well, that's it. That's it for today. We had a great show. I want to thank Amanda Jane for her music from the PodSafe Music Network today. Want to thank, in particular, Mrs. United States 2006, Shannon Devine. What a lovely and wonderful guest to have on the program. It was really an honor speaking to her. And, yes, we're going to be talking to the new Mrs. United States 2007 in the near future. When could that be? All right, but we're going to get to that in the coming weeks. I want to remind you to subscribe to the PageantCast. Easy to do. Just use iTunes, and you click on the subscribe in the iTunes button on the PageantCast.com website, and it takes care of everything else for you. It's really that easy. It's spectacularly easy. Or you can go on your TiVo and go into the podcasting section and type in our feed, which is feeds.feedburner.com/pageantcast. If you don't remember that, go ahead and check out. We've got a couple of blurbs on how to use the website out there at pageantcast.com. And if you still can't figure it out, send me an email at pageantcast@gmail.com. I'm out of time. Stay subscribed. Until next week, Tierra Dreams.
If you'd like to reach us, write tkpnpodcast@gmail.com or call our comment line at 206-339-TKPN. That's 206-339-8576.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.